Today we will be reading Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 38. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would just speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that as we read your word, open it up, help us to understand it, help us to see ways that it applies to our lives today, and lead and guide us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 9, 18 through 38. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and the people playing pipes, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David!" When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. When the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed. "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." All right, today we continue to look at and learn about the ministry of Jesus. And there are several new miracles that he does. And so let's look at some of these and talk about them. At the beginning of today's reading, in verse 18 through 26, we hear the story of Jesus going to this man's house and healing his daughter who had died. And during this time, as he's going, a woman comes up and touches him. And he realizes it and turns and sees her, and her faith has made her whole. Now, this woman with the issue of blood, basically, for women, usually this would happen once a month, but for her, it never stopped. And so she was continually unclean, that she could not worship God in the way that was prescribed and practiced by her people in her culture, because during that time, women were not allowed to go into the temple. They were not allowed to worship God. So she was separated from God in many ways because of this problem. In a different gospel, we actually learn more about it, that she had been trying for years to be healed of this. She had gone to many doctors, and she had used all of her money, and yet she still couldn't find healing. But Jesus healed her, and it was her faith. And faith is important, that we have faith and believe that Jesus is able to do what he says he can do. Then he goes and he actually brings this girl back to life. That everyone says, oh, she's dead. He says, she's asleep. Well, she wasn't just sleeping. It was the sleep of death. But he touches her and he brings her back to life. And he has that power, the power to raise the dead. The power to bring us back to life, not just our physical bodies, but our spiritual lives as well. Next, he heals the blind man. And they come to him and ask him to heal them. And once again, he demonstrates his power as he heals them, as he heals this mute man that cannot speak and drives out the demon. And so he's going throughout all of this area, doing all these miracles. He's doing this to show his power, to prove that he is who he says that he is. Many people are coming and following him. And as he performs these miracles, he is showing them that he is who he says he is, that he has the authority to teach these things, that he has the authority to lead, and that just as he has the power and the ability to heal someone, he has the authority to heal their souls and spirits as well. Finally, Jesus talks about the workers, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. This is true today as well, that there are many people who are ready to hear about Jesus, but there's no one to tell them. And so Jesus tells his disciples, pray that God will send more workers. But the truth is, we are the workers. We are the workers that Jesus wants to go out and to tell about him. And so maybe today there is someone that you need to go and tell. Maybe God is leading you to go and tell someone about who he is, about who Jesus is and what he has done or is doing in your life. There are many people who still don't know. They may have heard the name of Jesus, but they don't truly understand who he is. They don't have a relationship with him. So pray that God would send people to them, whether it's your family, your friends. Pray that God would send someone to them. But understand this, you may be the answer to that prayer. God may want you to share the good news with those around you. Let's pray. Lord, the harvest truly is plentiful. There are so many people that need you. Lord, I do pray that you would send out more workers into the field. Lord, send us. Show us who you have in our lives that you want us to go to. Show us who you have in our lives that you want us to share truth with, that you want us to tell about Jesus. Then give us the words to know what to say and how to say it and how to lead others into your presence. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.